This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. We've got a lot to get into here on the show today. It is Survivor Series weekend, and that means last night, of course, was the NXT TakeOver show, and tonight, the big show of the fall, Survivor Series, which, if you've been paying attention to TV, it's a very interesting show because there's like nothing on the line here. There is one title on the line tonight. All of the other matches are non-title matches. Ronda Rousey, Charlotte Flair, non-title. Seth Rollins, Shinsuke Nakamura, non-title. Brock Lesnar, Daniel Bryan, non-title. And on and on and on. We got some Survivor Series elimination matches as well. And yes, one championship match, that being Buddy Murphy versus Mustafa Ali for the WWE Cruiserweight Championship. That's the lineup. Well, we'll go over the full lineup. There's a couple of other matches as well, but it's very interesting. I mean, every year we talk about it. It's Raw versus SmackDown matches. There are no titles on the line in any of those matches. And so the question is, why is everybody fighting? What's everybody doing all of this for? Well, I don't know what the answer is, but we can talk about that show here tonight. There's a lot to get into. We will be, of course, joined by Mike Sempervivi in the next segment. And if you would like to give us a call here today or contact the show, the phone number 844-411-5411. That is toll-free, 844-411-5411. Text messages, 425-780-7566. What are your thoughts on tonight's show? What are your thoughts on last night's NXT TakeOver show, the War Game show? Four big matches on the show. There were actually five matches. One of them went 7 seconds, but the rest of them, big matches. 47-minute main event War Games match. Also, of course, the big Tommaso Ciampa Velveteen Dream match, which I think everybody was blown away by. Probably, in my opinion, the best match on the show. I don't know what everybody else thought, but we got all of that today. We got so much more to get into, and we are going to kick it off after the break, Wrestling Observer Live.
To the people who thought I was gonna flop, y'all are part of the reason I ain't gonna stop. Against the odds, I went hard until I popped. Came from the bottom and now I'm standing on top. I had dreams and now they all coming true.
Yeah, we sort of stopped paying attention and racked up a lot of debt.
Yeah. It was stressful. He blamed me for my credit card debt, and I blamed him for building that man cave.
It's awesome. Anyway, we stopped blaming each other, did our homework, and read that a smart way to consolidate debt is to get a fixed-rate loan. But getting a loan was brutal.
And a time drain.
So I was in my man cave researching personal loans, and I found Best Egg.
Yep.
They have an A-plus rating with a BBB, and Best Egg handles everything online, start to finish.
And Consumer Affairs gave Best Egg 5 stars for their easy online loan app. And we could be approved and funded in as little as one business day. I applied online with no impact to my credit score.
She always takes credit for my wins. But long story short, she got an awesome loan, yep, paid off our cards and some bills while lowering our monthly payment. The Best Egg loan was like a total fresh start.
Yeah.
Visit bestegg.com/blue. Bestegg.com/blue.
Subject to credit approval. Actual rates, fees, and approval times will vary.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book?
Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. We got a lot to get into here today. Survivor Series Sunday, we got all of the news from the show. We have got a bunch of text messages, a bunch of people calling. We got some odds, if you guys are interested in the odds here today. Pretty much whatever's on your mind, the usual 844-411-5411 is the phone number. That is 844-411-5411. Last night, of course, was the NXT TakeOver War Games show, and a lot happened, especially in that main event, 47-minute main event. Pete Dunne, Ricochet, and the War Raiders beat the Undisputed Era to win the War Games match, and it was a double pin situation. Both Pete Dunne and Ricochet pinned Adam Cole, so we'll see where that leads. Tommaso Ciampa beat Velveteen Dream to retain the title in a match so much better than I was expecting. That match was awesome. Ciampa won, but they put over Velveteen Dream like $1 million. Triple H was raving about him in the conference call that took place on a late Saturday night. Aleister Black beat Johnny Gargano, singles match. Very good match. Johnny Gargano doing the job there after the mini month-long storyline of who attacked Aleister Black. And Shayna Baszler beat Kairi Sane 2-1 in the Best of Three Falls match. The captain of Team Kick got involved. Io Shirai got involved. Looks like there's going to be a six-person feud. Mike, what did you think of the show last night?
Thought it was great. You know, name a bad NXT TakeOver show. I don't think there's been one. There hasn't been one. And this just fits in another long line. Not everything was perfect. There's not everything I liked. You know, the main event, there was, to me, in a lot of these big matches, and it's not just in WWE, it's a lot of places. You know, sometimes, I don't know if masturbatory is the word, but it gets to be a little bit too overdramatic at times. But overall, the match was really great. I mean, with all of these matches, each in their own way, they were really, really, they were between really good and excellent. And that match, the War Games match itself, went on for way too long. There were way too many dramatic spots. There was that one towards the end where everybody was killed and then they all got up and then they were, you know, mouthing off with each other, which I'm sure for WWE and for a lot of people, that was a great visual. For me, it was like, oh, come on. You know, I understand what we're watching here. I know this is entertainment for some, but like, I'm into the sports aspect here. These guys should be killing themselves. And after 45 minutes of weapons and everything else, I don't want to see them squaring off and jawing off again so we can have the crowd pop for another five-person fisticuff spot. But that's just nitpicking in the grand scheme of things when it comes to these shows, because the match itself was fantastic. And like you said, with Gargano and Aleister Black, I mean, Johnny Gargano is a fantastic, for as great as he was as a good guy, his descent into madness and him as a bad guy is going to be just as good. Velveteen Dream, if you could say he over-delivered, I don't know if he just keeps taking stair steps up, but boy, Tommaso Ciampa was the perfect person for him to take that step up with. That match was any better than it had any right to be. The women's match that opened it was fantastic, I thought, with the way everybody played their part in it, and Dakota Kai getting involved, and Io and the rest of the horsewomen being involved in that match. That thug gang unit of women, I think, is great. It's just, from top to bottom, a really good show. And for any nitpicks that you want to make about it, the bottom line is it delivered again, and it's just another in a long line of successes.
All right, let's go to the phones. We'll see what everyone's talking about here today. You're on the line. What's going on?
I had a question about the history of Survivor Series. Do you have any reason as to why initially it started out as a 5-on-5 and then they went to a 4-on-4 back in the day? Was it because they were in financial trouble and couldn't afford maybe to?
Nah, nothing to do with financial trouble. I don't think there's any reason for it. They started with 5-on-5 and then, I don't know, they just moved to 4-on-4. Sometimes it's 5-on-5, sometimes it's 4-on-4. A tag team thing tonight, there's like 20 people out there on the apron. They just do whatever they want.
Times change.
No rhyme or reason.
Back in the first Survivor Series with the tag teams, the Young Stallions, I think, won in the match. And also, they did a 7-on-7, so was it just to give the girls more opportunities, but doing the 7-on-7 with...
Ryan, I don't think there's any rhyme or reason to any of this. Ryan, let me ask you a question here, okay? Do you watch Raw and SmackDown?
I try to. Sometimes I fall asleep.
Okay, but you watch it. Like, you've been watching Raw and SmackDown for a while.
Yes.
Okay.
For a
long
time.
So when you watch these shows, Ryan, like, you watch these shows and you think that they're regularly putting, like, a great deal of thought and analysis into what they do?
I heard they work, like, 90 hours a week or 100 hours a week on this stuff. So
oh, really?
They are putting a lot of...
Yeah. I don't think they put as much thought into it as you think they do, Ryan, particularly with how many people are on a Survivor Series team. It's just like... It's whatever.
And the Killer Bees, by the way.
Yeah, it's just whatever happens, dude. It's whatever happens. By the way, I'm looking for some information for some of you out there because I, in fact, do not have the WWE Network on right now. I'll turn it on during the break. I actually forgot to turn it on. We are in the middle of the pre-show right now. And I think actually the pre-show has been going on for an hour. Is that right? It started at 5 Eastern. Is that what time the pre-show starts
now?
I
turned it on just a couple minutes ago. And now we got the 10 tags starting. So.
Oh, it is? Oh, my God. I better get my thing going. Anyway. Somebody says here, it looks like Lars Sullivan is getting the call-up to the main roster. WWE just aired a vignette for his main roster debut. Is that true?
Huh.
Is he getting the call-up? Somebody tell me if you saw that. I don't know why this person here would lie to me, so I presume it's true, but he's the only person that said it so far. So if you saw a vignette for the debut of Lars Sullivan on the main roster, let me know. All right, so here are some of the odds for tonight. Don't read too much into this. We're still a ways away from the show. A lot of these are just like the obvious odds. We've got what is it now? How many matches do we have on this show? We got 8 matches, one of which is on the pre-show. And as noted in the opening segment, like, there's no titles on the line tonight outside of the Cruiserweight title. So literally, like, the only reason, if this were on pay-per-view, if you were being asked to pay money for this show, literally what they want you to pay money for is the hope that Raw does not win so that Stephanie McMahon won't come on TV and brag about it. Like, there's nothing else on the line. There's not Royal Rumble spots. There's not even a trophy this year. It's bizarre. So anyway, oh, and Ryan here. Looks like Ryan's going to alert us. He had a, see if I can find it. These things come and go. He says, I saw a Lars promo tonight on the pre-show. So if we consider Ryan a valid second source, then it does look like Lars Sullivan is going up to the main roster. Okay, so Ronda Rousey and Charlotte Flair tonight. Rousey is a very, very heavy favorite. Now, it appears that the smart money has not come in yet, so we'll see what happens tonight. But if you recall, like, a few weeks ago, I said on the show I would not be stunned if Ronda Rousey lost to Becky Lynch, because I do know that there was a possibility that Becky was going to beat Ronda. Obviously, it wouldn't have been clean. There would have been like a bunch of stuff going on, but that had been discussed. So now that Charlotte's in the spot, I guess we'll see what they do, where they're going, what their plans are. But the odds here for Ronda Rousey. Who could run in? Who could run in? Yeah, who could run in that match? I mean, there's a lot of people, but...
Yeah.
I'm just thinking about where they could go, because we're obviously doing the NXT Four Horsewomen against Dakota Kai, Kairi Sane, and Io Shirai.
Yeah.
So that's developmental. So I don't think they're going to be doing Four Horsewomen versus Four Horsewomen on the main roster. So, I mean, Becky could interfere, cost Ronda the match. Becky could interfere and, I guess, try to cost Charlotte the match, although that makes no sense. Although them hugging made no sense. So none of this makes any sense. A lot of ways they could go. Brock Lesnar.
Look, is Nikki Cross a guaranteed SmackDown superstar?
I don't know if she got called up. I told everybody that.
Well, yeah, I mean, look, there's a lot of things you could do. And you could actually, I mean, heaven forbid, you could actually have a finish.
We have Brock Lesnar, Daniel Bryan. Lesnar, a minus 300 favorite. I guess that shouldn't be a surprise. But I don't know. I guess we'll see. I mean, Daniel Bryan... I don't know. It depends on where they're going with Brock. The way that they book Brock, I think there's zero chance of Brock losing, but, I mean, it depends on where you're going. And then we got the rest of this card as well. We'll get to that in a moment. Wrestling Observer Live.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-426-3569. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-426-3569 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-426-3569 to see if you qualify. That's 800-426-3569.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how
simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing New Author Submission Kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. Look at Killian Dane in this stupid T-shirt here. It's ridiculous.
They love those shirts.
There's 20 men here in this match. They're all wearing a wacky T-shirt. I guess to help us like figure out who's who and who's on what team or whatever. Like, without it, we can't figure out who's on Raw and who's on SmackDown. And Sanity just got eliminated by Bobby Roode and Chad Gable. So the match goes on, everybody. Back to these odds here. We've got the... By the way, for this match, the odds.
Yes.
The SmackDown team, a strong minus 420 favorite here, so...
420, you say?
Yes. Buddy Murphy, Mustafa Ali. Murphy is a minus 400 favorite. The women's match, the SmackDown team, a slight favorite. So, guess we'll see what that means as far as which team, Raw or SmackDown, wins more matches. Raw team is the favorites in the men's elimination match. AOP, a favorite in the title versus title, or champion versus champion tag match. And that's the odds for the show, everybody. We'll see what all of that means. Got more people here on Twitter. Eric here says, the Lars vignette aired between the hour one and hour two break, so it does look like it's official. Lars Sullivan coming up to the main roster. I always figured the day that Vince laid eyes on this man, he's come up to the main roster. Especially now that Roman Reigns is out of action and Braun Strowman's knee is bugging him. I mean, Lars Sullivan's the kind of guy, he's Vince's kind of guy. We'll see what happens.
Man, I wonder what took place in that hour one besides that.
God only knows, dude. A full hour of analysis, I guess.
Mm.
Yeah. All right, let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's going on?
It's Jim from Virginia. How you
Hello,
doing, guys?
My man. Jim, what's up?
Talking about the women, you know, who would interfere in the Rousey Charlotte Flair match? That is a very good question. You think they would use Nia and Tamina?
Actually, you know what? They could very easily use Nia and Tamina.
Absolutely.
Because Nia is still owed a championship match, so she's probably next in line for Ronda, which means after what happened with Becky Lynch. I'm not saying this is going to happen, okay? This is just is just speculation. I say this often. Can you imagine if after breaking Becky's nose and giving her a severe concussion and knocking her out of what may be the main event of Survivor Series, Nia Jax could end up the sole survivor on her team. It's crazy.
Could happen.
Hey, did you guys, by the way, see there is a video that WWE put together about Becky Lynch, and it basically is following her around after she got her nose broken and concussed. Did you guys see this?
No.
Did you see this, Jim?
I sure haven't. I'm going to look for it.
Okay, find it. It's awesome.
If it's anywhere as near as good as her Twitter has been, I am all for it.
Oh, man, it's way, way better.
The videos and the promos that they do, I mean, there's one benefit of having all of this random content that they fill sometimes. Sometimes when you see some of these interviews they do that are only on YouTube or on the WWE website and things like that that happen after these shows, I mean, sometimes, most of the time, they're awful and forgettable and nobody cares. They don't matter. Becky has been so good in these, wearing out Ronda Rousey, which she's done on her Twitter and everywhere else she's had the chance to, too. So talk about taking the ball and running with it. It is securely hers, and
okay,
she's in the end zone.
But the point of this is, it starts, and Becky is on the phone with her mom, and she's talking about how she got a broken nose. She says, I feel fine. Then there's a shot of somebody on WWE staff. They go up to her and they say, you got to come with us. There's a meeting, closed door meeting. So you see her go into the closed door meeting. Words appear on the screen basically saying, Becky is told the medical crew will not allow her to work at Survivor Series.
Oh, this is the docudrama portion of the proceedings.
Oh, dude. Forget whatever you want to call it. They go. The next shot is like Becky sitting in the stands. She's all by herself. She's in tears. She's so angry. She's so furious at her lot in life and how unfair this is and all of this has happened to her. And I don't want to pile on Nia. I've done enough of it. But, like, there's no way that you can watch this and not think that Becky just has to be furious at this woman. And, I mean, maybe she's not. I don't know. Maybe she thought it was an accident, too. I watched the tape. Like, I mean, I don't even know what to say about it that I haven't said already, but... Man, I just watched that, and I can only imagine what she's thinking and that she's not allowed to say, and here she is off the show. You have to watch this, everybody.
Well, I definitely watch that.
Go ahead, Jim.
What's the latest on Alexa Bliss's health?
Well, she apparently suffered a series of concussions, and so she's out of action for the time being, and... I don't know what we said on Observer Radio, but apparently she was not happy about that. I don't remember saying anything bad, just pointing out that she got a lot of concussions. And when you get a lot of concussions, you got to be careful because they will consider retiring you. And then she went on Twitter the next day and said, I will be back.
Well, that's good to hear.
Right, anything else,
one
Jim?
One other thing. You're talking about whether the WWE does a whole lot of thinking about what they're going to put out there.
Yes.
I'm like you guys. I don't think they do a whole lot, not like some people would think they do. I think it's just like if Kevin Dunn and Vince get together and they throw something against the wall and say, hey, this looks good.
Well, you know, it's funny. I want to thank you very much for the call, Jim. Hope you're doing better. Sometimes I watch WWE TV and I see things and it's like there's like no rational thought put into this. It's like they just do things. They don't think. Or they don't think about the future, or they presume we don't think about the future, or they don't think about the past, or they presume that we forget everything. And then there's other things that they do that it's just like, they overanalyze things. They overthink it. It's hard to explain. Like sometimes, it usually happens, I'll be talking to Dave about something, and he'll go, well, you know, they had to do this because, like, this is coming. It's like, it's fake. They don't have to do anything. Whatever you're saying is coming doesn't have to be coming. Like, they can change anything they want. It's like sometimes the storylines that they want to do, they're like, to them, like, it's real. There's no way to avoid the storyline they're going with. And it's like, you can avoid it. Because when real things happen, like when Roman Reigns goes down with an injury or leukemia, and Becky Lynch gets knocked out, and they legitimately are off the show, it's like plans do change, and sometimes they change for the better. So I don't know how to explain it. It's beyond my pay grade.
Well, making things for the better, just to tie it back to Becky Lynch for just 1 minute, when you were talking to Jim about it, if there's anybody that's going to make this negative a positive, if there's anybody that probably could forgive Nia and then look at the bigger picture here and see that, for as bad as this is, for as much of an opportunity missed as it is, that it may have opened another door and that spotlight is still shining, it's Becky Lynch. So, again, we'll just have to kind of see what comes from this. But if there was any silver lining to it, and there was, it is that she is not in this match tonight with Ronda Rousey, and she still has the opportunity to go one-on-one with Ronda Rousey at WrestleMania, at least the way that the cards are set up right now. Regardless of whether it's WrestleMania or the Royal Rumble, it's going to be a bigger match.
I should mention, by the way, this person here says Nia is going to run in for the double disqualification heat in the Ronda versus Charlotte match. It's possible, but it's also possible that Ronda Rousey and Becky Lynch are closing the show tonight. And if they're the main event, yes, you could have a run-in DQ in the main event, but if they're closing the show, I think we're going to have a finish one way or the other. I don't know what it's going to be.
Lindsay Dorado was almost killed here against the Usos. I don't know. It almost looked like a shoot Death Valley driver. I don't know what it was, but he seemed to land right on the side of his head and his neck before he was pinned. He went out under his own power, but it looked awful.
We're down to the New Day against Rude, Gable, and Dawson, Dash and Dawson. I believe that's who we've got left. Dash and Dawson are not actually on the apron. Oh, the Usos are there as well. So it's down to two teams versus two teams. And Dawson just damn near killed himself with a tope.
That's tough,
those of you,
guys.
Those of you following along.
I never saw Bobby Eaton do that. Don't do that. Don't do that, traditional tag team. Don't do it.
All right, let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's up?
Hey, Brian and Mike. This is Josiah from Canada.
Yes, Josiah.
You're fortunate to have missed the first hour of the pre-show because you missed the lovely gem that after the Ronda Rousey and Charlotte hype video, they talked about Nia Jax punching Becky right in the face, and Coach said, in a punch that actually connected.
Oh, my God.
Other punches in wrestling don't connect.
Oh, my God. He is so horrible.
Why, Coach? Why?
You know what? I didn't even read it, but I was just getting texts here throughout the show. This person here, he just writes, Coach. Is that you? It's Josiah. There it is. Coach is awful.
That was me, yeah.
Okay, well, there you go. You're not the only one texting me, but now you've called in to reiterate, Coach is awful. That's terrible.
He was horrible, yeah. Yeah, I was hoping to call in earlier in the week, but I didn't get a chance to. I was going to talk about the lovely Lucha Underground recap that I had at WrestlingObserver.com, but I figured I'd stick with Survivor Series today.
Well, I don't know if your Lucha Underground recap is going to top the news that you gave us of Coach alerting us that a punch actually connected.
Sorry if I peeked the mic there, too.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, to Gable.
Dude, sorry, Josiah. I was distracted by Gable giving someone a German suplex off the top to the floor onto a pile of men.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm just seeing that now. Holy crap.
Hey, thanks so much, and thanks for all your hard work. Back in a moment, everybody. Wrestling Observer Live. You're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Such a sexy, freaky little thing. This paper pinch, you got me sprung with your tongue ring. And I ain't gonna lie, because your loving gets me high. So to keep you by my side, there's nothing that I won't try. Butterflies in the eyes and the looks to kill. If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Our friends at Transatlantic Real Estate have created a unique investment opportunity that combines legal marijuana and crowdfunding. Now, after you let that sink in for a second, think about the growing momentum around legal marijuana in this country. It's been all over the ballot. If you are an investor, there has never been a better time to get in the game. However, as markets grow, so does the barrier to entry, which means it will take millions, if not billions, to invest, not to mention the risk of starting a new venture. That's what makes this opportunity so special. Transatlantic Real Estate is different. They buy land that supports marijuana grow operations and lease it to licensed, high-paying tenants. Did you get that? You're investing in the landlord of a licensed marijuana farm. The best part is, they're using crowdfunding to make it easy for the average person to get in before they take the company public. So, for a limited time, you can invest as little as $300 up to $10,000. To invest, go to marijuanastock.org. That's marijuanastock.org. Get in the game. Do it now.
You're watching the game when the doorbell rings and a delivery guy surprises you with a bucket of hot wings and a couple microbrews. Yeah, that's the feeling women get when they receive flowers for absolutely no reason. So when's the last time you sent her flowers? Just because you were thinking of her. And if she got your flowers tomorrow, what do you think her reaction might be? Well, you can times 10 that when you send flowers from the Books. You know the Books, We're the Flower Folks, with farms located on the side of a volcano that grow flowers as spectacular as she is. Bouquets are cut from farms and delivered fresh to her, so they last. And you know, every day she admires your flowers is another day you're a rock star. So send her Just Because flowers from the Bouquets, with next day delivery. Yep, next day. And get ready to be the most thoughtful man on earth. Go to Bouquets.com and enter HERO for your Thoughtful Guy 20% discount. Yeah, 20% off at Bouquets.com and enter HERO, Bouquets.com.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. This match is going a long time. Seems pretty awesome. We're going to go to the phones, and then it's going to be news and text messages leading up to the end of the show here. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's going on?
Hey, what's up, guys? Tim in Miami. Brian, I don't want to pile on Nia any more than you do, but I kind of do. I think she's getting a huge break by the fact that she ruined the main event of this nothing show. I think if she had done what she did like a week before WrestleMania, when they've been building like a world title match, you know, for months, I think she'd be getting a lot more heat internally. I think she's getting off easy because people are secretly happy that like Becky is out and is going to get the Mania slot.
No, here, Tim, listen, a couple of things. First off, who do you mean like who's happy that she's getting the Mania spot? Like fans?
I think fans, certainly me.
I mean, if
versus Ronda,
you almost make it sound like the company's happy that now it's going to have to be Becky and Ronda at Mania. Like they could have just done that originally if they wanted to. So,
I think she would have gotten a lot more flack for what she did.
Hold on. Let's stop right there. Hold on. Wait. Tim, are you talking heat from the office or heat from the fans?
From the office. I think she not only hurt somebody, she literally, in this show, she ruined the main event of the pay-per-view.
Yes, but you know what? This is one of those examples I was just talking about where, like, she hurt somebody and ruined the main event of a pay-per-view, but she won a match where she's getting the next shot at Ronda. So they're going to keep going with that like it's real, like she's contractually owed this and they'll be sued if they don't give it to her. Right?
It's so unusual, though, that, you know, yeah, I mean, I guess somebody might want to change that. But why wouldn't you just go ahead and try to make the best of a bad lot with she is not going anywhere, no matter what fantasy one would have and whether it's right or not, to actually send her down to developmental? They're not going to do that. So you try to make...
Why? Like, they sent Mark Henry back. They sent the Big Show back. You know how much they were paying the Big Show and they sent him back?
What year was that?
It was the early 2000s.
And look, I'm not going to argue with you on that because, yeah, in another world, she would have never even been called up at this point in all likelihood. But she was, and that's the way it is. And we've already had a Ronda Rousey-Nia match, so it's not like we have never seen this before. So to go ahead with that title match, fine. I mean, I just don't think to write Nia out of history at this point. I mean, there's a level of piling on. We talked about it enough last week where... Okay, now what moving forward here? Okay, when it comes to the storylines, this is better for Becky. Regardless of however it works, it's better for Becky right now. It sucked that it happened. We're getting Charlotte and Ronda. We'll have to see how they play it here. But so they're moving on with a match with Ronda and Nia. Who cares? They're going to have to do it with someone anyway. If it's not her, is it Ruby Riott? Who is it? Does it really matter?
Okay, but here's my thing, okay? So Nia has... injured, either taking them out of action or luckily somehow they didn't get injured, but they very well could have. Charlotte, Becky Lynch, Bayley on two occasions, Asuka, Alexa Bliss, Zelina Vega. That's six people, okay? So when you say that she's never going to be sent back down to developmental or she's never going to be fired or whatever, like... What happens if on
She's
Raw
not
tomorrow
in the next three
she
weeks.
Hurts somebody else? What happens if tonight in this match she hurts something else? Like, isn't there a point where she has to be dealt with in some way? We're at six right
now.
Brian, what's the magic number? Nine?
Well, how many hypotheticals do you want to deal with?
After about two, I would have gotten.
That's my point.
Yes.
Brian, that's my point. If this had happened before, say, a WrestleMania main event or a SummerSlam main event, that would clue the office in that this person is not only an injury liability but a business liability.
See, I don't agree with you.
What?
I don't agree with you. I don't agree with you that WrestleMania or SummerSlam is any more important to them than Survivor Series. I mean, obviously WrestleMania is a big show of the year, but if this exact same thing happened before WrestleMania or this exact same thing happened before SummerSlam, I think the exact same thing that's happening now is going to happen.
You just said this was a nothing show. You said, why are people paying for this?
I'm saying that as a fan. They're trying to convince you that this is a giant show. It's the only time during the year that Raw and SmackDown face off against each other, and all of the champions are going to face each other. They're trying to tell you that this is one of the biggest shows of the entire year. As a fan, I'm looking at this asking, why as a fan should I care one bit whether one side wins or the other? Am I supposed to be like a Raw or SmackDown fan and I don't watch the other show? Because those people don't exist. Am I supposed to be, I mean, there's some people that watch Raw and not SmackDown. But like virtually every SmackDown fan is watching Raw. It's just, it's not like there's you know, brand loyalty here. I mean, the wrestlers who win aren't getting anything out of this. Like, all of the ideas that Mike and myself and everybody else came up with that should go to the winning team or whatever, nobody's getting any of that. Like, none of the titles are going to change hands. So as a fan, why should I care about Survivor Series? This is irrelevant as to what they think about the show. I'm saying that as to, like, why should I care? I still don't know.
Are you telling me if Nia Jax ruined the main event of WrestleMania, there would not be more repercussions than she's getting now, which
nope.
repercussions?
Because it's happened. I mean, people have been injured before WrestleMania. Well, thank you very much for the call. People have been injured before WrestleMania. The WrestleMania main event has been screwed up in the past. And, I mean, find me an example of when a WrestleMania main event was messed up for one reason or the other, and there were serious repercussions on the person that messed it up. I don't think there's ever been an example of that, ever. I could be wrong. I don't think it's ever happened.
I just think we're putting the proverbial boots to the dead horse here, you know, after a week of this. I mean, yes, you can say whatever you want about Nia and where she should be. The fact of the matter is, until she is somewhere else, she's right there. So you just got to deal with what's
in front
of
right,
but,
you. But my question is, and this is a serious question, okay? If tonight during this show, during the women's match, she goes in there and she injures Carmella, then what?
Then what? I mean, Kennedy was sent packing, right, at some point. I mean, I don't. Big Show was sent down, but that didn't have anything. I thought that had a lot to do with his weight. Same thing with
Mark
Henry.
It was partially
his
weight, yeah.
So, okay, what if she'd hear? Here's the thing. What if she doesn't and she actually has
Fine.
A really good performance tonight? Then what?
Hey, listen, if she goes 6, 8, 10 months without hurting anybody, then I'm done with it. Just like I have not been on Sheamus. I guess I was on Sheamus when he kicked Jeff Hardy's tooth out. But, I mean, that was like one time in the last 3 years that he hurt somebody. So I've gotten off his back.
Look, if the people that are working with her aren't going to do anything, or I'm sorry, if they are... This is whatever it's going to be with the people she works with and the people she works literally in the ring with. They're not punching her in the face in the ring or doing something to her behind the scenes. There's only so much I can do here if she's going to be trotted out there again for the next match. So it's like at this point, it needs to be left up to them. And the hypersensitive Nia watch, you know, over, you know, the countdown to whether she kills someone else. I mean, I guess everybody will just have to sit back and relax on doing that.
It's not hypersensitive after 6 people in like 6 months. That's ridiculous. That's not hypersensitivity.
But Brian, as a fan.
Brie Bella was.
As a fan at this point, for the average fan, okay, that's watching this, they, I mean, what does anybody want anyone to do if WWE and the people she's working with aren't?
I want someone to do something about it. That's what I want. That's why I keep talking about it. I want everyone to start taking care of themselves, and I want people who have a track record for hurting people to go to developmental.
You're right, but in that last match, we saw Scott Dawson do a tope out of the ring that he did not look like he should be doing. We had Big E, who is either going to break his arm, his neck, his shoulder, do something, or the other person doing a dive through the ropes. We saw a German suplex off the top rope to the floor. I understand. I know what
yes,
you're saying.
And who got hurt? That's the point.
Oh, okay.
You can't ban wrestling because people could get hurt. People do crazy stuff all the time, okay? And in that tag team match, I don't think anybody actually got hurt in that match. But I do know that in the last 6 months, Nia's hurt six people. So I have no idea how this is even a fair comparison. There's actually hurting people, and there's a presumption that someone could get hurt.
I'm not looking forward to the next 6, 8, 10 months until Nia's put somewhere else having this conversation over the Nia watch. This has been extended out now for a week. Let's see how far this is going to go.
Yeah, we lost the main event of the show that we're previewing right now. So, yes, we're going to talk about it on this show.
And you just talked about what great drama we got out of the stuff backstage and how this is probably and very much possibly going to be much better for Becky Lynch. Yes, it happened. At some point, we need to move on for it and talk about something else.
Well, it ain't going to be today because it's the main event of this show.
More Nia.
Yeah, more Nia. I'll talk about Nia till I die. David Arquette, here's another one. David Arquette needed stitches. Marco Stunt needed surgery after the Joey Janela LA Confidential event.
And Nia wasn't even in those matches.
Get out of here, Mike. Arquette was replaced Joey Ryan on the show, faced Nick Gage in the main event. He was bloodied and holding his neck. There was a spot where Gage was hitting him with a light tube, and he was going to slice his head with the light tube. And Arquette looked up, and Gage sliced his throat with a light tube. Arquette proceeded to nearly leave. He actually left the ring. He came back. He tried to lay down to get pinned. Gage wouldn't pin him. So Arquette, I don't want to say he shot on him, but like he went after him. And then Gage gave him a judo throw and pinned him. And Arquette stood up, grabbed his neck, walked out, and left. Went to the hospital, got his neck stitched up. Thankfully, he's fine. Marco Stunt and Eli Everfly were doing a match, and somebody came up with the idea of a Canadian Destroyer through a door off a stage. Marco Stunt broke his leg, snapped clean in half, and he underwent surgery today. Don't know how long he's going to be out of action. I do know that when Peach Machine had his leg snapped completely in half, that was in August, and he, I believe, will be clean and good to go as of the end of this month. That's 3 months. So depending on the break and the surgery, Marco could be back by February or March. But who knows? We will see.
So there's a lot of head-scratching stuff on a lot of these shows. I don't know. I guess
you're right.
I'm old.
Accidents happen. You know who I would never get in the ring with? Nick Gage. I'm sure he's a nice guy. Has not happened.
Would you get in the ring with somebody else with light tubes?
No, are you kidding me? I got in the ring with Marco Stunt.
Tom might get
I would
you
not
that
get
mess.
In the ring with Nia Jax. I'll tell you that much right now. Cody's out of action 6 weeks. He has two tears of his medial meniscus, one vertical, one horizontal. Be rehabbing it through the 14th of December. He's going to wrestle Jay Lethal on Final Battle. He will be wrestling on the Tokyo Dome January 4th, and then he will be going in for surgery. To a degree, it was a freak accident. He was literally throwing a t-shirt, and he pivoted, and his knee popped. However, if you watch Cody wrestle, Cody does a lot of, like, the double sledge off the post to the floor or off the apron to the floor. I mean, you land on your knee, you land on your legs, you land on your knee, blah, blah, blah. I mean, eventually, you can turn, and your knee can pop. Just like people that wear and tear on their back, one day they reach down while getting out of the shower, and their back goes out. So, accidents do happen. Don't get me wrong.
Accidents are preventable.
Happen. They're not always preventable. Sometimes they
Canada
just happen.
Told me that.
They just happen. Back in a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live. You don't gotta go to work, but you gotta put in work. You don't gotta go to work. Let my body do the work.
This is Bully Ray.
This is Jay Lethal.
Dalton Castle from Ring of Honor.
To tell you that Honor Club.
Honor Club is the ultimate ROH experience.
Treat yourself this holiday season and get live streaming of ROH on tour events like Honor Reigns Supreme.
Also, get on-demand access to past Ring of Honor events, out-of-print compilations,
50% off pay-per-views,
and more.
Or better yet,
go VIP and receive every major pay-per-view for free,
including Final Battle.
Honor Club is more than a network. Skip the line for pre-sale ticket access to live events and receive 15% off at ROHProShop.com on exclusive apparel, DVDs, replica championships, and more.
Go to ROHHonorClub.com.
ROHHonorClub.com.
Or open the ROH app now. Available on all Apple and Android devices and Roku.
We are Honor Club, and honor is real.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Oh my God, Tim in Miami is going back and forth with me on text message here. I'm trying to text you back, Tim, but it's not working. He says you're so hyper-defensive, you're attacking the people who agree with you. Now listen, Tim. I know what you're saying. Nia should be punished. I know we agree on that. But what I'm saying is if the same thing happened before WrestleMania, she would not have been punished any more than she was this time. It would have been the exact same situation. The one thing that Nia probably could have done where she would have been fired is if she would have managed to hurt Shawn Michaels. He'd have had her fired the next day. Outside of that, I don't see any difference between her. Like, you're acting like Becky Lynch and Ronda Rousey was not like a big main event. It was likely going to close this show. That is a big match. And they didn't do a damn thing to Nia. So I can't imagine them doing the same thing if she injured somebody right before WrestleMania. Am I wrong? Do we agree on this, Mike?
Absolutely we do.
All right. So I'm not absolutely. I'm not a crazy man here.
No, you're not. No, you're not. I think, yes, I understand. Even though I understand what he's saying, that it's a bigger show and all that stuff. No. Now, because it would be the seventh time... You know, it, but again, that takes us back to the thing we're on about, which, again, you know, this looming over Nia is going to be something that's going to be cringeworthy as time goes on.
He says, you said Survivor Series is a nothing show. Yes, to me. To WWE, it's one of the big four. And on top of that, when you say that they're getting an equivalent Survivor Series match and a better Mania main event match with Becky in there, you're saying that from a fan perspective. The company wanted Charlotte Charlotte facing Ronda at WrestleMania. That was the match they wanted. And now they're switching it around. And so what they wanted for a WrestleMania main event is going on this Survivor Series show. We're out of time, everybody.
I was right about Mandy, though.
I'll deal with this tomorrow. Yeah, Mandy is here. So is Alexa. We're out of time, everybody. Talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.